You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When Kelsey Custard was growing up in Sacramento, she didn't go to the circus. And she doesn't even recall ever seeing a clown as a kid. But a theater class at UC Santa Cruz changed her life. Now she's a clown for Cirque du Soleil. Kelsey is currently making people laugh in their new show, Ama Luna. It's written and directed by a woman and centers female characters. Kelsey spoke with KALW's Janae Darden about why performing as a clown puts a smile on her face, too.
Were you always kind of jokey or funny?
Yeah.
Or...
yeah.
Because I met some people that do what you do, and if I just meet them out on the street, mm-hmm. it's totally different than on stage.
Yeah, I think some people have a complete change because it's easier to separate those things. For me, my clowning has to be who I am. So I just take who I am and kind of shoot it out even crazier. But I've always been kind of this way. I don't know. Because I was always drawn to theater, but I thought I wanted to be the, like, pretty girl on stage who everyone falls in love with. And I never got those roles or those jobs. And then when I found clowning, I kind of realized that it's because I'm not that typical pretty thing that was built up in my head that I should be, but that I could be my own self and I could take my flaws and my weirdness and my body and everything and kind of just make it into something special and unique. So I would say I do more theatrical clowning than what most people think clowning is, which is like big red wig, red nose, shapeless outfit. You know, I think that's why people are scared of them sometimes, is you can't see them as a human.
Mm-hmm.
So I do more of where you can tell that we're people, but it's being vulnerable and it's kind of bringing the things that you're self-conscious about or you have a hard time dealing with in your own self and putting them out there for people to be able to relate to and hopefully laugh at.
But what does it take? I mean, some people think it's like, oh, I could just be silly and funny.
Yeah, a lot of people have this impression that anyone can do it. And that's why it's hard, right? You want people to think that anyone can do what you do. That's makes it look easy. But I don't know. It takes a lot of work. It's a lot of being confident in yourself and rehearsal and training and getting your body into the shape to be able to do 10 shows a week.
Because you're a very physical clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fall down a lot.
And clowning is taking you all over the world.
Yeah. It's crazy. I never traveled before I joined the circus. So I'd never been on a plane or, like, out of the country. And so circus has really opened that door for me, and now I'm hooked. Like, I want to travel all the time.
How did the girl who had never been on a plane end up and never seen
all of a sudden be here
and never seen a clown end up a clown at Cirque du Soleil?
Well, I went to clown school after college, so there's a clown conservatory here in San Francisco, and I went there immediately as my kind of quote-unquote grad school.
What was it in there that you learned that really drew you to this art?
To be myself more, I think. And then I just loved it so much that I, with a few other people, created a troupe and we started working, doing clown gigs. And I worked for Teatro Zanzani, which used to be here, and like a few companies. And then I got asked to audition for Cirque. So I went to the audition and made it through.
How many people were you competing with?
80.
Wow. How many people did they pick?
6. And I was the only female.
Wow. So is this a field that is underrepresented as far as with women?
Big time. Big time.
Mm.
It's I think comedy in general
is dominated
by men. And like in clown school, I had a teacher. We didn't have a lot of girls in our class, but they told us that women weren't funny. You weren't going to make it. So he was going to teach the guys how to do hat tricks and cane tricks. And we could learn if we wanted. But you were like, I'm in school and you're telling me that I'm not funny and not going to make it. Like, it's crazy.
How much rehearsal is involved in before a show? Like, for a show like this, how long have you all been rehearsing and practicing?
It's hard. It's a hard thing because we're always happening. So we have rehearsals every week, but the clowns, we have like a rehearsal a week because what we do is so heavily based on the audience and how they react that we can fine tune moments and work on little things and changes, but our rehearsal is kind of our practice, like being in front of the audience and trying it in front of them.
And so now you're in Amaluna.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty female dominated, right?
Yeah.
As far as the music and
yeah,
and
we
the
have
talent.
An awesome female rock band. They're like such an amazing thing to watch and listen to every night. And it's yeah, it's a 70% female show, which is unheard of in Cirque. So that's really exciting. And a lot of our crew, like our stage managers, are female. Or we have a lot of female crew around. So it's. It's a nice island to be on.
And it's about an island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So tell us the story. What is the story about?
So Amaluna is loosely based on The Tempest, and it's about an island of women that are ruled by Prospera, who's our kind of queen leader, and it's her daughter Miranda's coming of age day. So that's, I'm the nanny slash caregiver slash maid slash, you know, I make things run on the island. And in the middle of this celebration, a storm happens and a boat of men crash onto the island. And so that's when everything kind of gets upset. And we show the, you know, real side of falling in love.
The role serious and comedic at the same time?
Yeah, a little bit. Mostly comedic, but okay. It's kind of heavily driven in story and character. And we don't use any known language in the show.
Right.
So it's relatable and not relatable to everyone, you know. No one can understand what we're saying, which is great. But, yeah, comedy, you speak with your body. So everyone can understand it.
What's it like teaching clowning to kids?
It's so fun. I mean, it's so hard, though. Kids are so funny, and they're hard to, like, wrangle in once you get them going.
Right, it's like how to be organized funny.
But I love it. Like, you get so many ideas from watching kids just be themselves, and getting to teach them clowning is like kind of harnessing all their energy and their crazy and helping them like find a form to put it in, which is kind of what we do as adult clowns too. And this show has been great in that I get to put my ideas on stage. I mean, it's still a big show, so they have control over certain things, but I can do a moment that's just me and I can really have ownership of it, and that's really cool and exciting.
What happens when you're not in the mood to be funny?
Oh, you find it.
You have to go on stage and, like, entertain people.
Yeah, we have those hard days. Some life happens, things happen. But for me, being on stage is like a release, right? Like, no matter how bad your day is going or whatever terrible things are happening in your life, like, getting to go on stage and make someone laugh makes everything better.
That was Cirque du Soleil clown Kelsey Custard speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. You can see Kelsey perform under the big top in Amaluna. The show is running now till January 12th in San Francisco's Oracle Park.